Hey, so we're back in the courtyard of the University Center. On the 29th of January, 1980, we actually had an opening ceremony here with a big red ribbon. The provost and the mayor of Guelph, Norm Jerry, was here to cut the ribbon. Norm Jerry was also the news director of CJOY, and he was one of the ones that helped us, the Radio Society, put half-hour programs on CJOY, so he was always a big supporter. So we had a ceremony here and speeches and a ribbon cutting. And CFRU and its predecessor organizations have always been a gender-friendly organization. First person, first program on air, a woman, Beth Hobson.
Sorry I couldn't make that, Steve, but that conference yesterday fucking murdered me.
Good sound bite there, right?
I'm serious. I'm 8 hours of, you know, just apocalyptic scenarios. And it's like, okay, enough already.
So I have a couple of pictures to show you, but before that, are there any questions? So this is kind of... I have a picture of Mrs. Ryan actually opening up the Frank Ryan Studios. And I haven't, it's not obvious, CFRU, the FR in our name is Frank Ryan, and you can use it as well.
We've got a few more of those speakers on shelves, because I have a diagram that from this floor used to have a system of speakers all chained together
right. For
broadcasting and all the offices around here. Offices. And everyone would have a knob on their speaker or nearby to turn CFRU up and down. Actually, when I started working here 3 years ago, the amplifier for those speakers was still plugged in.
Okay, this picture